At times, I've envied the writer who knows which genre is theirs. Many authors seem to. They enter the world of historical fiction or romance or crime or gothic or psychological thriller and stay there, writing so successfully that their names become synonymous with that type of work. Indeed, it was one of the earliest questions ever posed to me. You want to write? In which genre? It remains a frequent question 20 years later. When I say that I'm a writer, it is the most likely response, along with, will I have heard of you? But I've never really had an answer. From the very beginning, I felt unable to name the genre I wished to write in. I only knew that I wanted to write. When I began my first novel, it never occurred to me to establish a genre. I only knew the story, knew its themes, knew that I wanted to celebrate the Welsh landscape and explore grief and surviving it. To be able to name its genre, where it belonged on a bookshelf, felt both impossible to me and unimportant. Only on publication and on listening to others did I understand that it was classed as literary. But the definition of literary fiction is strange, vague, and controversial, and the term does a poor job, I feel, of linking my novels when in fact they are so diverse in all possible ways. I've written 7 novels. 4 have been historical, covering the French Revolution, the First World War, Vincent van Gogh's last year, and the Scottish Highlands in 1692. Of my 3 contemporary books, one has been part psychological thriller, one has bordered on magic realism, one has had the pace and tensions and tropes of crime fiction as a child tries to locate a fellow missing child. One novel, too, has been for the young adult market, creating the backstory of a minor character in Hugo's Les Miserables. So, to my mind, none are the same. They do not at least fall into the same genre. I do wonder if this is problematic. Does it make me hard to market? Does it make life trickier for a reader who might not be able to place my name in any particular category so that he or she can't be sure what they'll get if they spend $7.99 on me? Maybe. But I also don't believe I could stick to one genre and be happy doing so. I know myself too well as a writer and a person. I know that I love to immerse myself into something new. To learn a new side of the craft, to discover a new moment in history or explore a new geographical setting are all energising, wonderful things to me. To be genre fluid keeps me in love with writing. It keeps me excited. And I think it is that excitement and passion which matters most to the reader, the heartbeat of the novel rather than the title of the bookshelf that it can be found on.